Hi, I'm Phil Johnson, Executive Director of Grace to You, and I'm in the studio today with John MacArthur to discuss an issue that may be one of the most hotly debated issues in the church today, contemporary worship. In fact, this whole issue is so contentious in some circles that we've decided to call this discussion Contemporary Worship, Civil War in the Church. John MacArthur has been pastor and Bible teacher of Grace Community Church in Southern California for more than 38 years. And over the years, Grace Church has seen some significant changes, but it's also remained remarkably focused and unified. And with that in mind, we thought it would be helpful to bring John into the studio and ask him the questions that have been or are on your mind. My guess is, no matter which side of the debate you find yourself on, you're probably going to be challenged by what John has to say. So, John, welcome.
Thanks, Phil, and I'm really thrilled to be able to chat with you a little bit about this because I know many, many people are caught in this civil war. Many people are disturbed and distressed about the trends in their churches and the way music is being done. It does need to be looked at from a biblical and a practical standpoint.
John, I love to have you in the studio like this, talk about these subjects that are controversial and confusing because I know our listeners like to hear your thoughts on things like this, and listeners write in or call in and want your answer to, what are your thoughts about contemporary worship? What do you think of when you hear that expression, contemporary worship?
Well, I think when people say contemporary worship, they're probably talking about a certain style, the new kind of music. But we need to get over that. We need to get past that. Every generation of believers in the history of the church has had music that was consistent with that generation. We're not singing chants now. We're not locked into a minimalist kind of hymns with simple 4-4 time as, you know, used to be the staple for the church. Every generation has style changes. And I think to throw away anything just because it's new is to miss the point altogether. Every generation needs to express its worship in ways that it's familiar with and comfortable with. And so there is going to be a morphing and a changing of certain styles, while hopefully at the same time holding on to the best of the past, which I think sound Christian worship has done. I mean, you can go to Grace Community Church on a Sunday and you'll hear music written by Keith Gale.